I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you serious?
We've had some feedback from people. We've had a really nice email that was just simple. I don't know if we should kick off the show by reading the nice email or just get into our straight debaucherousness.
Let's have a little reading.
All right, cool. It's from Dwayne. Here you go.
Dwayne. You want me to read it?
Yeah, why not?
I know you could make me do work today. Hi there. My name is Dwayne, and I just wanted to spread some holiday cheer. I've just recently found your site at howtokillanhour.com, and you guys have some great stuff going on over here. Keep up the good work. Best, Dwayne Major. You made me read it out just as a way of just plugging the show and the website. Saying how you guys are awesome, all amazing, great.
And got a website. Also, Dev, this Monday, it was apparently Blue Monday, which is not a real thing. But apparently, if you believe in Blue Monday, it's the Monday where everybody feels the saddest. So people feel upset and you're more likely to feel depressed, and everyone was trying to help everyone get through it on Monday.
Is that when Dwayne sent an email?
Dwayne sent an email before that, because Dwayne sounds like the kind of guy that doesn't believe in Blue Monday.
Dwayne Major sounds like a made-up name.
Honestly, he isn't, bruv.
Dwayne Major.
It's a majorly good name, bro.
Shout out Dwayne. Thank you very much. That's nice.
Major Dwayne.
It's nice when you do these things that people, they are actually listening, and you are touching people intimately.
I do like to touch people on the balls, did you say?
It's a little ball tickle.
A little ball tickle.
There's an audio ball tickle for you, Dwayne.
Yeah. So, Dev, I've got two choices for you, bruv. We've got two songs, right? Or two pieces of audio that we can play for you. One is to help people get over their Blue Monday in a very positive, general way.
Yeah.
And the other is just a silly little video or a silly little bit of audio.
Let's go for column A first. Let's start at the very beginning.
Oh, you want to go for A first?
Good place to start.
A comes with a video. So this is a gentleman from Georgia Tech.
What's that, nearly 2 minutes?
Oh, yeah, it's a big bit of audio.
Instagram and Twitter have like reduced my attention span down to about 15 seconds. And now we're less with TikTok.
Oh, yeah, TikTok's great.
Like, if you can't get it all out in 15 seconds, I'm not interested.
You might like this. A guy called Nicholas Selby. He is a graduate of mechanical engineering, and he gave this sophomore welcome, bruv. This is for you if you're feeling down out there.
Chose Georgia Tech because we want to do the impossible.
I hate him.
And this school is equipped with the resources and faculty to help us do just that.
Pause it a sec. Just 1 second. Can I ask this?
In the words of...
Why is he being so fucking smug?
Wait for it, bruv.
I don't like how smug he's being. What does he know that the rest of us don't know?
It gets better, man.
All right. Sorry.
It gets better. Imagine you're having a grey day, though, bruv. Yeah. This is why he's being smug. You need this. Motivational speakers need to be confident.
I don't believe in violence at all, right? I feel like there's always a way we can sort out our problems.
Yeah.
I want to punch him in the mouth really hard. I want to punch him as hard as I can. I want to take a run up to punch him in the mouth.
Bad Continue. Person. All right, carry on.
Sir Isaac Newton.
The words of Sir Isaac Newton.
If I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants. Georgia Tech is proud of its many traditions, but the one I find most exciting is our tradition of excellence. Our mission as students is not to follow in the footsteps of the astronauts, Nobel Prize laureates, and president who graduated before us, but to exceed their footsteps.
Yes!
Crush the shoulders of the giants upon whom
yes!
we stand. We here are all such innovative people, so I am telling you, if you want to change the world, you're at Georgia Tech. You can do that. If you want to build the Iron Man
yes!
suit, you're at Georgia Tech.
Yes!
You can do that. If you want to play theme music during your convocation,
He got a round of applause as well. I mean, if you're seeing the video for this, Dev's face is a picture. I feel motivated. I don't even go to Georgia Tech and I feel like I'm motivated.
I hated that.
Why?
So much. All right, there's many reasons.
Yeah.
Let's break it down. First off, this should be an advert for Adderall because that's what he's hopped up on. That's not enthusiasm right there. That's prescription drugs. Why is he so mental?
This is one
Control
chance.
Control yourself, mate. Also, he did that thing where just because he's talking really passionately, yelling, there's the music going on, his intonation is sort of reminds you of speeches we've heard before. There was a little bit of Independence Day there going on. You're thinking, this is great. When you actually listen to what he was saying, total bollocks. And nonsense. It's like an Instagram quote. At first you look at it and you go, oh, that's really clever. But then you start thinking about it and you go, no, it's not actually. It's sort of a bit of clever wordplay, but nothing really to it. If you want to build the Iron Man suit, you can. You're at Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
If you want to put a bit of theme music under your speech like I'm doing right now, you can because you're at Georgia Tech. What has he told me?
He's inspiring people. You can make a real life Iron Man. But if you want to do something as trivial as just having some music behind you when you do a speech welcoming other students to the school, you can do that. We welcome you to do things your ways. All positive speeches sound like that.
Nah, there's better motivational speeches than that.
Like what?
I'm trying to think. Like, all right, so the one from Independence Day, I remember physically getting up on my feet. Yeah, even though I'm not American and I'm nothing against aliens.
It wasn't real.
I remember on the line, we will have our Independence Day. I remember standing up with my feet and feeling like, yes, I feel like I'm ready to.
Yeah.
Feel like I'm ready to do something. I'm trying to think any other inspirational speeches from films. But the one in The Warriors was quite rousing. Go, you dummy! No?
You're putting that above this.
Hell yeah! I'd watch the speech from The Warriors over this guy any day, and then I'd get all of The Warriors to beat the shit out of this guy because he annoys me so much. Tell you,
oh yeah, Billy said the speech from Any Given Sunday. That is a speech. Or
the Neil Warnock version.
What? Which one?
Neil Warnock.
The Neil Warnock version. Now, you know what? All right,
football
over that.
It's a game of inches. On Any Given Sunday. So that's a really bad impression.
What about Denzel's speech in Training Day?
You motherfuckers. You. King Kong ain't got shit on me. Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
You motherfuckers.
Yeah, now all I'm doing is thinking about. Okay. I don't know why we didn't think about this one straight away. Braveheart.
Okay, that's
That was a pretty good
one. That was when Mel Gibson wasn't cancelled, didn't it? That was before cancellation.
But interesting to think at that time, he still would have been allegedly little bit racist.
Always.
So even when he's doing the speech, you know, they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom. Unless you're brown or a little bit Jewish. But other than that, they will never take our freedom. Do you remember the voicemails he left?
Oh my. That's how he got fucked up, innit? Because it was was it voicemails or recorded phone calls or whatever? When he was just, it's the things that people say when they don't realize.
It is kind of fascinating because that was the first time the mask really slipped on somebody so famous that I can think of, where you really got to see how they think. And for those who don't know, by the way, a few years ago, Mel Gibson's then wife released voicemails or phone calls she was having with Mel. And I mean, he said a lot of wild shit in those phone calls, but one of them was about, he used slightly different language, but he said, I don't like the clothes you're wearing or you dress like a slut. I hope on your way home tonight, you get attacked by a gang of black people.
Well, he used
more colourful language than that. It was basically saying he hopes that she gets sexually assaulted by a group of black guys. Like, that's where his mind went to first. It was not just, I wish horrible things to you, but in his mind, that was the worst thing that could happen to her, is that she not just gets attacked by a load of black guys. They may take our lives.
But, yeah, they took his fucking freedom, mate. Good. He ain't free in Hollywood. To
so
make
they
films.
Should. So they should. They should take his. But then the other thing is, I'm not looking to Mel Gibson to be my moral compass in life. Like, I'm not basing my political or world views on what Mel Gibson thinks. Let him, you know, have his feathered hair and Lethal Weapon. Produce the odds.
Can we still watch Lethal Weapon, by the way? Because I really used to like those films.
Diplomatic immunity. Fine.
He's fucking racist. He's racist in Lethal Weapon 4. He's racist. Fuck.
Do you reckon he's like, he's...
To the Asian man.
And what about to his partner, Danny Glover? He's a black guy.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he secretly resents him the whole time that he has to be partners with him?
Yeah.
Just hated it.
What, like during the actual filming?
I don't know about canceling Mel Gibson. You know, there's something about how outrageous it was that makes it hard for me to take seriously.
Yeah.
It's something like, hang on, it's just having a little, it's almost like his outburst is so ridiculous that I don't look at it and go, oh my goodness, like Mel Gibson's so racist. I just think, it looks like he had a bit of a moment. He had a meltdown.
Nah, you just don't say those things, bro.
That's what he's
thinking. Don't say those things.
It's just beneath the surface.
Really thinking. And it's got me thinking about some actors, Dev. A lot of actors, I don't think they're just acting. I think they know the lines, they know the words, but they're just playing it as themselves. You ever thought about that, bruv? Why some actors are so good and they get typecast in the same roles? They're not acting, they're just saying the words.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp. He does play a lot of himself.
He plays the same character in every film, more or less. Jack Black,
Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Who else does the same? Denzel does a lot of Denzel. He does play Denzel in a lot of films.
Yeah, he does.
He does. Basically Equalizer, thing, Training Day, Denzel. Deja Vu, Denzel.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very Denzel. Who else?
But he does that very well. Isn't that the best job to have in the world where you get...
Turn up and be you.
Yeah. Robert De Niro.
Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
He plays you.
Every single film basically being Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah.
When I say motherfucker in my head, it's a Samuel L. Jackson motherfucker every single time. That's the best kind of motherfucker.
I think
as well.
He made that between him and, no, I was going to say Richard Pryor, but I think Samuel L. Jackson, backwards Kango hats and motherfucker.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson, I think, is responsible for keeping that stock like pretty high.
Kango should have given him some real dough. Did he ever? He must have had a Kango deal at some point in his life.
Maybe since the last time I saw somebody wear a backwards Kango hat was in maybe like the 90s. I think he single-handedly kept Kango in business.
I don't even know what else Kango would sell now. Well, like, if I went to the, let me go to the Kango website.
I remember
website.
A lot of like velour shirts. From Kango.
See, if you type in Kango on Google, the first thing that comes up is Kango is hats. Kango hats.
You can't wear that ever, can you? Have they got a
wear?
No, you
go to the Kango website, it's all fucking hats.
Are they just a hat brand? Where did I imagine that they
had? I swear they had other stuff.
Bags.
A over-the-shoulder shit bag.
Apparel, rather. Bucket
hats. So it's basically just hats.
Let's have a look at the men's collection. Oh, God. We might get some Kango shit sent to us.
It depends on what you say, Dev, really,
let's
doesn't it?
Go for
men's.
Yeah, men's. all right. So first off, for the people listening to this on the pod.
The
Rule 504 is basically if you want to look like a pimp from Harlem in the 80s, that's the one you go for.
Yeah.
Keep scrolling down.
I like the 507, lines on it. The 507 is like a farmer hat, but it's got go faster stripes on the side as well.
Make your pimps like more aerodynamic. Yeah. The limited edition Bermuda casual, if you want to do LL Cool J with rope chain. There's not really that many different styles of hat that they've done. I don't know, keep scrolling down. Just another.
Hidden Layers driving cap. Oh, okay. It's got like a little bit of a.
Oh, I like the twill army cap as a sort of touch of Cuban rebel about it.
Yeah.
I like that.
And the Bermuda casual in blue. It's got that fluffy effect on it. Yeah, proper bucket hat.
It's interesting that they're still in business, isn't it? Are there enough people buying Kango hats that can keep them afloat?
Yeah, I think, and that thing, that's because of Samuel Jackson. Isn't it crazy how culture...
Why did it not have a picture of Samuel L. Jackson on the website? It's beyond me. 100%. It's an English clothing company. No way.
Is it what? Where did you see that?
Just an aside. English clothing company, famous for its headwear. Say famous for Samuel L. Jackson wearing a hat.
Shit.
Remember with a K, was for knitting, and the ang was for angora, and the o was for wool.
So it's knitted angora wool. That's pub quiz info. Right.
But their headquarters are in Denver.
Mm.
This is really boring, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Let's get back to the show. So should we play that alternative tune at the end of the song, the silly one? We'll play that. It's called Baby Booty. We'll play Baby Booty.
So this is supposed to cheer me up on a Blue Monday.
The Blue Monday stuff was that motivational speech.
Okay.
I mean, I can play the Baby Booty bit now, but I think, you know,
what's Baby Booty?
It's a little bit of audio that we're going to play for you instead of the audio that you asked for at the start. All you had a choice.
Okay.
Should we save it to the end of the show?
I guess. Let's hear Baby Booty.
No, I save it to the end
I already
of the
know
show.
I'm not going to like it, but go on.
I think we'll save it to the end of the show, Dev. Oh. We'll do that because I think, you know, give it a little bit of space. Little bit of a tease.
Is that what you've got your notes written on today?
So I know what buttons to press for the audio. Oh, a little bit of paper. Dev, how's the Duolingo going, by the way? I don't know if you've spoken about this on the show or not. A little bit. How's that going?
Muy bien. Gracias. ¿Cuándo es partido de fútbol? ¿Partido de fútbol es hoy?
Let's go and party and play football.
O partido de fútbol es mañana.
Party and football
yo
in Spanish.
Necesito café. Sin leche, sin azúcar.
What does that mean?
I want some coffee without sugar or milk. That's all I've learned right now. Yeah, I've been doing a Duolingo. I've got my 65-day streak.
Yeah.
I've been learning Duolingo to speak to Spanish women.
And how have you found your Spanish speaking? And why did you do Duolingo, for starters?
I thought it seemed like a bit of an easy way to learn. That's nice, I like that. It seemed like a bit of an easy way to learn. A lot of people are learning through the app. It was free mainly.
Right.
It's free, although I did upgrade to the plus version because you can download the offline courses.
So you invested, bro. Yeah, yeah. You're a premium subscriber. Not only last week did you say that you've been premium porn subscriber, but for apps, you're the kind of customer that they like because you're like, I like the basic. I'm going to invest in the full version.
I've got a couple Patreon prescriptions as well. Prescriptions? Subscriptions.
Freudian slip there. Got a couple of penicillin prescriptions.
Got terrible symptoms. If I'm really into something and I think, oh, I like this as a service, I don't mind paying for it.
So how does Duolingo work? I've used it ages ago, but I can't remember the basis of how it works.
There's quite a lot of, you know, word pairings, and at first it starts teaching you like you're a kid. So picture of an apple, and then what's this? What is touch the apple? But then quickly you get into developing phrases, and what I quite like is that you have to write out a lot of Spanish, so it's not just saying it. You write out Spanish, so there's the sort of like touch element where you pair words up. There's also writing out, and also speech. So provided there's not too many people around me, you can also, there's a speech bit. It will tell you how to say a sentence, and you say it into the phone and in it. Because that's the hardest bit of learning a language, I think, is actually using it and saying it. It's all well and good now. Oh, I understand what this word means. But then, what happens is...
What was that Spanish for?
That was the elderflower. But then what happens is you try and speak a language to somebody. They assume, oh, you know the language. And then they start speaking back to you and you have to go, no, I only know how to ask for coffee.
So. That sort of fucks them up because I'll say like one thing perfectly, like, good morning, in their language. And they'll be like...
That's English.
Yeah. I'll just say good morning in Spanish then.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Yeah.
I'll say it like that.
And then somebody, like, oh, no. So I just shown off. But, I remember being at a party a couple of years ago in Ibiza, and it was like, it was pretty small, and it seemed like everyone in there was like a dancer or something. Mm. And I went up to two different girls I wanted to speak to, and they both were like, you know, no English, no habla English.
So he's nothing to do.
It's like, this is fucking bullshit.
They probably understood that. If you said that out loud as well, they'd be like, hey, I'd like to talk to you. Like, sorry, I don't speak your language. You fucking bullshit.
I like the sound of the language anyway. And I also thought there's enough countries around the world that speak Spanish that it would actually open up doors for you. But, you know, it also got me thinking, there are people who are in relationships with people where they don't speak the same language.
How the fuck does that work?
How does it work?
What, like, you're saying neither of them knows the other language? Yeah. And they...
Do you remember when Katie Price, she was with somebody, was his name Fernando or something like that?
I hope so.
His name was Fernando or something like that. They were together and they needed a translator. I don't think like
that
all
is
the time.
Fucked
I think like
up.
Occasionally, not like when they're in the bedroom.
So
like,
they were just...
He says he's enjoying himself.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah,
mean like that,
yeah.
but... Yeah, that would be so weird.
That'd be a shit relationship because you can't, like, what are you going to eat for dinner tonight?
Yeah, just pointing at stuff on the menu. Yeah, yeah you?
Yeah. Mm, good. Yeah, yeah.
although, be nice and peaceful. Imagine just going, babes, listen, I would love to talk to you about this.
Yeah.
But we don't speak the same language, so let's just sit in silence and enjoy each other's company.
You just like put your finger to her lips and go shh.
I mean, what is it? 70% of communication is non-verbal anyway.
Yeah.
So maybe those people are experiencing a deeper connection than we are. They're not.
Nah,
but
they're
you
not.
Know, maybe they are.
How long do you think you could last not speaking to somebody in a relationship from the get-go?
A long weekend, maybe.
Yeah.
A long week. I could have a nice long weekend. Like, I'm talking if I met somebody. Don't speak a lick of English. Mm. I don't speak any of their language. A long weekend we could spend together before I'm like, okay, this is weird now.
Yeah, like what do you, like there's, apart from having sex and eating food and just like walking around a bit, like what, you can't really partake in any activity where you could have some shared interest. Fuck that.
I also don't feel like languages are promoted enough in this country. I know we have to learn. What did you do in school? You did
French, apparently.
You did French. French apparently. Was a good one. Yeah. I did Spanish. Some kids in my school did German.
Did you
as well.
Really do Spanish? Though?
I was pretty good at Spanish in school. So I liked it. I was good in school.
So
until
good that you don't need to use an app called Duolingo to learn Spanish.
You forget
again.
It, don't you? Like when you're not using it, you forget. If you don't get to use a language, it's like it's like playing an instrument or something. If you don't practice every single day, then it kind of goes away a little bit. But no, I try and tell this to my nephew because he was also learning Spanish. I was like, mate, if you got even half decent at learning another language, do you know the doors that would open
mm-hmm.
for you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the vagina that would open for you?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. If you're the only guy, we've all been there. If you've not, I suggest you go to another country with somebody that speaks the language and you just watch how their game elevates them levels above you. Because don't forget, when you go to another country, unless that's the country that you're from and you look like one of the natives, you are now an exotic fruit.
And
yeah,
I don't know if everybody feels like this. There's something about being a dusty little kid from a council estate in Hackney.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I go to another country and I like meet somebody or whatever, especially if you end up hooking up with them,
mm-hmm.
I feel like Superman.
All right, we'll go that far.
You know what I mean?
How do you feel like Superman? Go on. How do you feel like Superman?
I just stand in the Superman pose. You know, if I've been to another country and I've hooked up with somebody,
yeah. And which pose is that? Where you stand there with your legs open and your hands on your hands in fists and then on your hips.
Like if I could go to the 8-year-old me, the 8-year-old me would have been sat on a beanbag on a council estate in Hackney.
Yeah.
Like watching, probably would have been like He-Man,
mm-hmm.
Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Galaxy High. Galaxy High. Power Rangers, probably.
Power Rangers, yes.
Do you use the fire, by the way, ever? Who used to be the Red Ranger in your group?
No,
no, we wanted to be the black one.
Wanted to all be the Green Ranger.
No, that came later. You used to fight over who
was Jason.
The original
Jason
lineup
was Jason.
Yeah.
That was it. No, I think I wanted to be. It wasn't Blue Ranger Billy.
No, I wanted to be the black Ranger.
No, who was actually a black person that
nobody,
danced.
Nobody
I wanted to be the black guy.
You're lying.
Swear to God.
You're lying.
No, man, I took it because I could be like dancing and then like do sweet kicks and kick people
over. You're lying. There's no, nobody wanted to be, everyone wanted to be the Red Ranger. That was it. Tommy. No, Tommy was the green one.
No, Tommy was Jason.
Jason
was the,
are we getting that the right way around?
Jason was the Red Power Ranger.
I forgot what, anyway, so if I could have gone to the 8-year-old me.
Yeah.
Sat on a beanbag watching Power Rangers arguing over who gets to be the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
And told him, you know, one day, you're going to be crushing some international purse.
What's an international purse?
Don't you worry, mate.
Why you look like me? Are you my dad?
Don't you worry. I'm not your dad.
Okay.
I'm from the future.
All right.
And start learning Spanish, boy.
Okay. Like, what should I learn?
Start learning Spanish. Maybe even Chinese as well.
Okay, all right.
Because I'm from the future, but I'm not from the really far, far future where China might have taken over and things. So learn Spanish.
China's going to take over, you said?
Learn Spanish and Chinese, my boy, maybe.
Okay.
And also, Here's some betting tips. All right.
Okay.
Also, invent Facebook. All right. I've got to go now. Facebook? Bye. Sorry, I've been out of time. Bye.
Hey, guys. I think I just met someone that said he's not my dad, but he looks like my dad, and he says we need to eat Spanish and Chinese tonight. So I don't. Does anyone know any Spanish and Chinese takeaways?
I should go back to that 8-year-old version of you and go invent Facebook.
So yeah, Duolingo. So it sounds cool, man. Like,
really,
I almost want to keep tabs
it.
On how your Spanish is going, though. I feel like I want to invite a Spanish person. I'm going to get a Spanish friend on the line. Ooh. To have a conversation with you at some point.
Yeah.
And I won't fun. Make it too taxing, but I want you to have like a generic
I would genuinely enjoy
combo.
That. That'd be good fun. I'd like that.
Cool. Oh yeah, can't forget how we wrote down to the show today. There's certain details that we might have to leave out.
You should tell the story then. Why don't you tell the story and I'll just
so,
go.
I came down today in a luxury
American black church mum.
No, massive shout out to The Out, who provided us with a luxury vehicle for road trips. They're basically a high-end vehicle hire company.
Are you allowed to say what car it is?
Oh yeah, man. Oh, yeah, go on. It was a Range Rover, yeah. Autobiography, Sport. Nice. Do you know what is a lot of people said this, Dev, what you said when you hopped into the car, you were like, boy, kind of suits you.
Yeah, man. I think you're missing out parts of the story first. So you come to pick me up. We're on the same road, by the way. We're on the same stretch of road. And I'm looking right. up and down it to try and find Marcus. I'm like, where is this guy?
Where's the escort?
He's on the phone to me like, yeah, I'm here. Like, No. Look, this is the road I'm on. Marcus like, no, we're on the same road. I'm looking up and down. So let me put my hazard lights on. I'm looking around. I'm thinking, I can't see. Dude, you're not here. I mean, I can see a Range Rover with a hazard lights on, I can't see anybody else. And then I'm like, oh, shit.
Is that you?
Is this in the range? And as I got closer to the car, you had that, I don't know, what is that jacket? It's like a sheepskin jacket. Like the Del Boy one.
The one that I was wearing. It's a big kind of cashmere jacket with a puffer.
He had like one of them on with the sunglasses on as well. I was half expecting you to have leather driving gloves on as well as I got closer. But I have to say, you really suit that car.
Thank you. I think it's a height thing, you know. I think because
what
I'm
are the details
gentleman.
We have to leave out, by the way?
The details are.
But yeah. I can talk about that a bit when we pulled up to the studio.
Yeah. In fact, you know what? Can we save that? That's coming up. So listen, okay. Make sure you stick around for that. But I'll tell you what I did on the weekend first. So yeah, it's a road trip kind of thing. So what I did was hopped in the whip with Gadgets Boy, Gadgets John, a couple other influencers. And we drove up to Denham, just outside of London. And it was sick because we had loads of space to put all of our stuff in the car. And we got in a chopper.
The new Range Rover, spacious.
Yeah. Got in a chopper and we drove in a chopper across London, bruv.
Why do you just make it sound like so casual? You drove in this brand new Range Rover.
Yep.
Got into a helicopter. Get choked up thinking about it. What was the night fight? Got in a helicopter and then went for a tour around London.
Yeah, man. It was beautiful.
That's pretty dope.
It was wicked. Came back and then just...
How is London from the sky?
You know what? It was fucking freezing. Because with this helicopter, you could choose to have the door on or off. And
who chooses to have the door off? No, I want all the doors, please.
Bro, the two doors were off. And the harness that you wear is not a special harness when the door's off. It's the same harness. And you can take photos and stuff. It looks a lot clearer. You can see a lot more of what's going on. The thick pictures are sick.
Yeah, I'll see.
I'll put them up
London
on my socials.
Through thick glass. I'm fine, thanks. That is mad.
But yeah,
so
man.
It's... Whiffle without the doors.
But you know what? We did quite a sensible road trip. We didn't go too far, but with the Out, I didn't realize until later on after, in the booking, you get two people get insured, up to two people in your car. So if you want a road trip, you can share the driving, and they give you insurance that takes you all the way around Europe as well. So if we wanted to go to France for a couple of days, we could have done that as well. So if you want to experience
a nice
high end vehicle,
nice car.
Then go to the Out and you can try out like a new whip, a nice high end whip.
Yeah, because if you are going on a road trip with your mates,
yeah.
You don't want them in your car, do you?
Nah. Well, it depends what kind of car you have. But if you... Look, I see it like this. If you want to have a group holiday, yeah? But you want to stay in the UK. Or you want to go to France or something. You don't want to do like the... You don't want to all go to Vegas or something like that. Put some money together. Hire out this car for a couple of days. 2-3 days, yeah? You can leave on a Friday. Come back on a Sunday. You can drive somewhere. Chill there on a Friday night. Have a few drinks. Chill on a Saturday. Go out. Come back on a Sunday.
Or... If you want to trick people into thinking you're doing a lot better than you actually are, also rent a high-end car. The reactions you were getting,
all right, Real talk.
Like, in the space of, how long was I in that car with you for? Half an hour?
Yep.
Not even?
Yep.
I mean, until you see it, until you see it with your own eyes, or something you almost want to convince yourself, nah, people aren't, like, say girls especially, they're not really impressed by a nice car, are they? Surely they wouldn't just look at you because you're driving a nice car. Turns out, they absolutely fucking will. Even as I was getting into the range, there was a girl walking past us who turned around,
yeah,
craned her neck to look back to see us, like, jumping in the car.
Yeah.
So, okay, that was interesting. And then as we turned up to your studio, there was somebody outside who almost, a bit of a double take, held eye contact as we were all driving past and then stared, basically, as we were hopping out. Is that all it takes?
I'll be honest, I know one of her colleagues. I think I know her boss, and so I know her company. So I've spoken to her boss before and met her before, and I've walked through the building.
She didn't give you no.
I've had no time off her before. She's not looked at me. She's done the opposite. She's unseen me, right? And then unseen me. Seen unseen me. And then I noticed that when we were driving in, it was more than a double take. It was a net breaking look that she gave us. But yeah, it's been happening.
Pop pushing out a few vertebrae just to catch a glimpse. You know, the only place I've seen like that where it was that fickle and it seemed like, oh wow, people really buy into this type of lifestyle, Vegas.
I'll go, Dev. Yeah.
When I went Vegas on a stag do with a couple of guys, none of us are balling, but for Vegas, you kind of have to. With Vegas, when you go as a guy, you have to get a table.
Yeah.
You have to, like, kind of do the whole VIP bougie thing. Otherwise, you get treated like a fucking dickhead.
Exactly. Can I stop you there for a sec? I'll say to you, if you want to go to Vegas and you have enough money to go humbly twice, save all that money and go once and go crazy.
Oh, for sure. Because
Vegas
isn't
somewhere where you...
don't go Vegas a bunch of times. No, you do it once. You do it big and you go, okay, we did it.
Yeah.
But they have this really awful system in Vegas where, as a guy, you're supposed to pay for the table.
Everything.
And then if you're a girl, nothing. You could probably go to Vegas for a week for probably the price of your flights. And I know this is awful. I don't agree with it, but this is how Vegas is set up, okay? And this got explained to me by a group of girls who go there quite a lot. It's a group of girls from Manchester who I met when I was out there, told me this is what they do. When you land, you and your girls decide, all right, we're going to go to Vegas for a week. When you land, you go to your hotel, you put on your nicest bikini, you go down to the swimming pool, you get your friend to post a couple of first trap pictures of you. You post that picture on your Instagram, you tag the hotel that you're staying in.
That's it.
Within an hour, 2 hours, somebody's going to be in your DMs going, oh, listen, we've got a table tonight. You know, we'd like to invite you and your friends out. Now, this is not, it's not like a sex thing. It's not like, oh, we're trying to DM you because, you know, we're trying to smash. Whoever's DMing you, whoever's got a table, they want to be surrounded by girls. And so, in fact, the girls I was speaking to were at a table on their own. Turns out there was a couple of guys, I think they're like bankers from the Middle East or something. They'd taken the girls out, spent $5,000 at dinner, lost $10,000 in the casino, dropped another like 6 bags for the table in the club, got the drinks and left.
That's what they do,
all right, girls,
enjoy
have
your
a good
life.
Time.
Yeah.
Now, but that's the problem, is when you go there as a guy, that's who you're competing with.
Mm-hmm.
You're competing with a couple of guys who can drop $25,000 on a night out and like feel like it's pocket change. But that is kind of how you have to operate. You know that girls get separate menus to the guys out there?
Mm-hmm.
We paid at one point £1,000 for a bottle
that
cost
right.
$75 in
that's
the airport.
Right, yeah.
I looked at the same bottle in the airport. It was $75. So the assumption is you get to pay that money. You get to have your table. And for what? 3.5 hours, you get to pretend like you're P. Diddy for a little bit.
It's experience.
Yeah.
It's experience. You know, you get you don't forget with the table service, you get the waitress, you get the security guard, you know, and you know, some guys, you know, they like it. A girl comes along to the table. Because let's be fair, like you said, everybody knows how this works. There are girls that will come up to the table and be
I've never seen first year girls in all my life. The second, so they bring your drinks over when you're at the table. The second that bit of foil pops off the top of the... as soon as they take that little bit off the top of the bottle, right? Break the seal.
Yeah. in the bottle.
You know, these random girls popping out like from behind the sofa, like somebody say Belvedere, like they come out of nowhere. Yeah. And then what I realized is you get taken advantage of. So they see you got a bottle, a couple of guys, they're like, oh, there's no girls at that table, let's just go over. So you'll get a group of girls show up holding glasses out and that. Like, yeah, cool. Mm. Holding glasses out. And I started doing the math and working out. I'm like,
you're doing
like,
milliliters.
That's like $180 a drink right there. You better put that back. So then what happens is you get into this really awful thing of, oh, well, if there's going to be girls at the table, they got to be like the best girls in it. Now, again, I don't agree with any of this, but you get caught up. You're thinking, well, we're here now. We've paid, some of us, £600 each to be at this fucking table. Like, I'm making this work for me. So I actually ended up becoming a really awful person. I was only in Vegas for like a few days, but I became this awful person where I remember once we're at this one place and a bunch of random girls, they show up, they start like getting themselves drinks. And I turned to the bouncer and I went, listen, just wait for me to walk away. But as soon as I do, tell all these girls they got to go. Tell them to leave, all right? And he was like, all right. Now I thought, oh, he's going to wait for me to get, you know, far enough that they don't know it's me.
What happened?
They don't know it's me. Dude, the second I told him, I was like, this is how quickly it happened. All the girls sat at our table. I turned around to him and went, listen, mate, don't make it look like it was me who said this. Don't make it obvious. Just wait till I leave. But all these girls have got to go. He went like this. Cool. Got ya. All right, ladies, wrap it up. Let's go. And this was the other really telling thing about that situation. No argument from any of the girls. No. The second he went, all right, let's go. They went, all right, cool.
Yeah.
They know exactly how it runs. They'll just move to another table and get some more free drinks. Towards the end of the other day, you know what? It's like getting really bad. I remember I was walking around once and I was like, all right, let me go talk to somebody. I saw one girl I quite liked the look of. I walked up to her. Before I got my opening gambit out, she turned away from me, kind of nudged her friend like, look at this fucking loser. Kind of nudged her friend and rolled her eyes and sort of turned away from me in front of everybody. And I'm thinking, nah. I just crossed this whole room to come and talk to her. I'm not just going to go, oh, okay.
Thank you.
So I tried to like, you know, oh, hey guys, what's going on? I just wanted to come and say hello. Like, I wasn't sure if you guys were here with anybody. I just wanted to like see if you wanted to come have a drink. They went, why? Have you got a table? I looked at her right in the face. I went, yeah. And the attitude changed straight away. She went, oh, okay, sorry. I just thought you were some random guy. Yeah, sure. But then after that, you almost don't want to give, you're like, you don't even deserve a
drink. Don't tell me you brought her all the way over there and went to security. Yeah, when I walk away from the table.
Tell her she's got to leave.
Tell her she's got to get the fuck out of it.
But that's what I mean. Yeah. You're almost, you want that look so much while you're there. Oh, look, we've got the table that's popping and all the girls are at this table. That I'd even be willing to hang out with somebody who 10 seconds ago wouldn't even give me the time of day.
Mm. It's crazy, isn't it?
Felt so dirty coming back from
this
trip.
It's over here now. The whole table culture is well and truly been here for like years now. So
weekend millionaires is how I heard them described.
Oh yeah, the weekend boarders.
I thought that was a good way of putting it.
Mate, there's students out there that are spending their student loan on freaking bottles at tables. But you know what? The tide is turning. I was at a club in North London a good few years ago, and we're out there raving, dancing to probably like Sean Paul or something like that. Do you know what I mean? And my friend went to the smoking area and came back, called another mate and went to the smoking area and came back. And I was like, bro, why do you keep coming and going? He was like, because we had a little table there. He's like, I had to do some recon and make sure this is true, bro. There's some girls over there. Look over there. We look over and they're like, hey. He's like, they want us to come to their table. I was like, whoa, okay. This is new.
How did you feel? You felt dirty, didn't you?
Fuck, I felt great.
I
felt like a tart. Yeah, yeah. I felt like a piece of meat immediately.
Right over there, didn't
immediately.
You?
So in my head, I was like, let's go. And then I was like, so yeah, what we'll do is we'll give it like 9.5 minutes. In my head, I'm like, cool. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then I think it kind of gave me a viewpoint from a woman's point of view. Because these women were very alpha. We went over to their, you know, I said, fuck it, let's do it. So we told the waitress.
You turned out a free drink. I'd have been over there in a shop.
No, we had our own table. But we brought our bottles to their team.
Merge them together. That's
it, it's fine. Pretty much. I think there's a little bit of conversation. Like when I think somebody reconned, I might have gone, yeah, how's it going? They're like, yeah, yeah, come. So we made it happen. Go over to the table. But it was like, as we went over one by one, they were all looking at us and talking, like the girls, like not in like a tight group, like looking over their shoulder.
What you do, like slap you on the ass, but what you do, sweetheart?
Bro, almost, bro. You just wait, yeah? So they're like chatting and I go to my boys like, bruv, are they doing what we think they're doing? And my mate went, yeah, man, they're choosing who's getting who.
Wow.
We were getting selected.
What was the like pecking order, your mates? Because annoyingly, like in my circle of friends, I'm not even just saying that, I'm not trying to garner sympathy or anything. Yeah. I'm like, in a group of five,
yeah,
I'm like fourth.
Really?
In terms of like the pick, yeah, I'm fourth. I'm shorter than all of them.
Yeah.
I don't work out as much of all of them. And I'm not, there's a couple of like, probably like beating me on looks as well.
It depends who we're rolling with, but in my group, it's a pretty even standard. It's so annoying to be the
ugly mate in my group.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh man, I feel sorry.
I don't even feel ugly. I think
you're not an ugly guy,
I'm
bro.
I'm happy with the way I look. You're like, not in my circle of friends, I'm the ugly friend. Oh wow. Sure.
In my circle of friends, I'm not the biggest. If you're going to go to like extended circle, I'm like, not the puniest, but if we're in a room, my physical presence isn't going to mean shit. And I'm a big guy. But the room, the guys we're with, it's pretty balanced. One of them loved a specific look. I'm going to just be careful because his missus might be listening. Loved a specific look of lady. Yeah. And somehow they just knew that they liked each other. You know that kind of thing where there's like electricity in your type.
Yeah.
So that's it. Boom. They're talking.
Why is it so fucking cold in here? Sorry.
Air conditioning,
it's
bro.
It's so cold in here. Is no one else cold?
I'm all right, you know.
Fuck it out. Sorry, go on. Right. Choosing who's who, right?
And then, yeah. So we go over there.
Did you feel like you were on a conveyor belt in Yo Sushi?
100%. So it was like, so we're like talking, but the music's all loud. It's like, oomph, oomph. It's like, so it's all like the basic kind of like, yeah, you know, yeah. And it was like, do you want a drink? So I got poured a drink out of my bottle. I was like, okay. And she did the thing where she poured a bit, like a double, looked at me, poured another double in, like, as in, I'm going to get you drunk tonight. And I was like, no, I'm cool, actually. I'll get drunk when I want to. Had a few drinks. And this is how alpha they were. I will say this. I'm not shy. We ended up partying on top of the booth, yeah? And she like pushed me up against the wall and like danced on me, turned around, like started dancing on me again, but was not, I wasn't doing the dancing. Yeah. I was the trophy piece. She was winding a guy against the wall. Wow. I was not the guy winding a girl against the wall. She'd pin me against the wall.
Sounds
I was
like a
the
great
meat.
Excuse if like, say, if you had a girlfriend at the time, if they caught you, you're like, I wasn't dancing. I was merely being danced upon.
I happened to be standing at the side of the club on top of the chair to get away from it. I was trying to stand away and she accosted me her vagina, bent over from the back. She was pushing her vagina into me. She was facing away from me, bending over. And I was saying, no. And it looked like I was saying, yo, and I was hitting
her
bottom.
What I was actually doing
was slapping her away.
Can you get away from me, please?
I was smacking her bum away, and she was just continuing. And people were laughing, so I just smiled because I was pretending I didn't enjoy it.
So yeah. She got you pinned up against the wall.
Pinned up against the wall, winded us down. And then the funniest thing is, we all come out of the club at the end of the night. We're like, we don't know where this is going to go. I'm like, so what are you doing now? She goes, I'm going across the road to take a piss. I was like, we're going fucking home right now. When she opened her mouth, I was like, you just ruined this whole vibe. Yeah. I've never had somebody look one way and sound so different. She's like, I'm going over the road to take a piss. And she didn't mean she was going to some toilet in a restaurant, bro.
She's just going
to hop in a squat. I was like, weekend ballers, bro. You never think you're going
to
get.
Did you feel this? That they'd invite you over to the table, you'd had their drinks.
No, we brought our drinks. I want to be clear. It was our drinks. Nah, yeah.
Come on. I feel like explaining this. So they paid for your night.
Yeah. And,
so like, you know, you're dancing and spending time with them. At the end of the night, did you feel like there was any pressure for you to like maybe exchange numbers or even like hooking up with one of them? Like you owed them something.
Man. Do you know what's weird? It's not like, it wasn't like, usually I'd be like, right, I'm chipping. Nice to meet you. See you later. I found myself making like a kind of excuse, like, oh, you know, we're just kind of tired now. We're going to. And I was like, I have no fucking reason
really
to do
strange,
that.
Isn't it? You know what? I didn't feel that in Vegas.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like there was any kind of, not that there should be anyway, but I'm saying the girls that we hung out in Vegas, I didn't feel like, oh, well, you've been at my.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Table, and you've had the six, so I should get your phone number.
Of course.
And I do feel like that's like that over here. With the weekend millionaire, that table culture, the idea that, you know, if you can't just invite a girl to come and, you know, hang out at your table because you like her. Or what I think the exchange is, well, you get to have somebody come and hang out with you so you don't look like a loser, and then they help you finish your alcohol.
Yeah.
They mix up the group a little bit. But I just think it's weird that I think that way around, if it was a bunch of girls inviting you to come to the table, it's fine for her to dance on you like that. It's fine for her to almost assume that, oh, well, something's going to happen afterwards, or you almost owe me. But if it was the other way around, we would have a problem with that, right?
No, you know what? There's nothing wrong with expecting or wanting something from someone, yeah? No, expecting is wrong. There's wanting something from someone, But if you expect it and you get grumpy because you don't get your way, that was the wrong choice of word, don't clip that bit. There's nothing wrong with expecting. Bill's like, yeah, I got you. So there's nothing wrong with wanting to do something. There's nothing wrong with saying, look, I bought you a few drinks and, you know, I'd like you to whatever, but don't expect it, right? And I felt like I had to make an excuse because I remember when I said my first excuse, they're like, nah, it's cool, man, just come. And I was like, nah, I'm going to go. And they're like, all right. Fine.
One of those ones, getting annoyed.
Yeah, but I'm like, well, you've just gone to fucking take a piss on the other side of the road, so you're cancelled now.
There's that weird, that kind of incel culture that's a bit like that they think that, I worry that there's enough young men who think that if you're just a nice guy and you hold doors open and you give compliments and you tip your trilby or whatever to enough m'ladies as they walk past, that somehow they owe you something. Oh, I've earned this pussy because I've been like really nice all week or something. Sorry, dude. It's not how the world works.
Here's how it works. You just don't know if you're going to get the pussy. Yeah? And you might do.
We should stop calling it that.
Why not call it the pussy? Why not call it the pussy? I think that's a great name.
The pussy.
I don't like, girls call it the dick. It's the dick and the pussy. That's what I call it. I don't want to call it the vagina. I don't find vagina and penis very sexy words.
I was thinking this the other day, right? Because I find it really hard to do any kind of like dirty talk in sex. And few times I've hooked up with people who they don't just want you to talk. They really want you to spell out how you feel, what's going on. And I know it's just certain words I shy away from.
What's the words that you shy away from?
Well, pussy's one of them.
Pussy?
If they're like, how does it feel? And I'll be like, oh, your pussy feels so good.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
You're like, yeah.
Oh, this pussy so good. You've got such a wet pussy.
So you say it with a silent P. Silent P. Pussy. Really? So like what, like if
oh, you know, I
what about the other word? Like what about for talking about your wood, your pecker? What do you say?
I don't know, although there are definitely some words there shouldn't be you. So I remember this. I was seeing this primary school teacher for a while, and you could tell.
Were you at school?
No. Okay. This is not when I was in primary school.
Okay, just check. Were you at secondary school?
Just my form tutor.
Okay, cool.
So I'm fucking my form tutor, right? And
for a little bit of extra credit. Attention.
And anything to pass. No, so I was seeing this primary school teacher, and you could tell that she hangs out with little kids all day because she's sort of got, you know, that way of talking where you can, I'm not doing it very well, but you can tell that most of the conversation she has is with little kids. And we was looking up one time and she, you know, like before you start fucking, you either do this, you either take each other's clothes off in the sort of throes of passion, you know, as you're getting down to it.
Yeah.
Or you go, then you have to go, stop.
Yeah.
Let's get undressed because you're wearing skinny jeans or something. It was one of those ones where it was like, right, I'm not going to be able to comfortably take my clothes off whilst we're still making out and all that. We're going to have to stop. Yeah. Let's just hit pause, get undressed, and then we can resume, sort of thing.
Right.
So as I'm doing that, I get to that really awkward bit where you just like pull your pants down in front of them.
Yeah.
And brrr. She slaps me on the dick and goes like this, hello, little Willy.
And then like, put on some sexy music as well. Yeah, me. Anyway, go on, you're saying?
She slapped me on the dick and said, hello, little Willy.
Did she look at you in the eye or at the Willy in the eye when she said
she
it?
She was eye to eye. With.
Eye to-
Now,
was it, what kind of slap was it? Was it like a tap?
Right on the shaft. Like, yeah, mate. No, this sound. No. She made that sound. Probably slapped it on the shaft. Hello, little Willy. Like, she was, like I was six and she was teaching me how to like wipe my dick properly or something. Hello, little Willy. And it hung out there in the air when she said it. We both kind of looked at each other like, that's really killed the mood, hasn't it? Hello, little Willy.
Hello, little Willy.
I went, really? Hello, little. And she's like, oh, no, I didn't mean, you know, like little. Da, da, da. I was like, yeah, but you know, you sort of said it now.
How did your Willy respond to that?
He was really upset about it.
Did it go fine?
Really, really upset about it. Did it I was go? Like, she didn't mean it. He did not like that. I've noticed actually that
dicks have feelings.
It really does.
Yeah.
Like, even down to sometimes I've tried to hook up with people where in my mind, I'm like, nah, I don't really want to do this, right? My dick won't cooperate. It won't cooperate. Well, it'll be like, it's like a stubborn teenager, like, nope. I'm like, please, come on, just a little bit. Nope. In fact, you know, screw this, I'm going home.
We all know what Billy's does, though, innit? After last week's play.
Mr. Chode over there.
Hashtag not my cup.
What did she say again? You should do porn. No, I'm joking, you shouldn't. No, you should.
No, you should. You definitely shouldn't contact me and send me a private email. Yeah. With your Coke can dick. With your multi-variety pack Coke can dick.
But fucking hell, hello little Willy.
Hello little Willy.
So Willy's not a sexy word either.
No. Like actually, so, I've got plenty of those as well. I've got plenty of like things that have been blurted out where I'm like, ah, that's killed it.
Go on, hit us with another one.
I don't know if I can say that one. Okay, all right. I'll say another one. Okay. I had this one and it was whispered into my ear as well. Immediate mood killer. Okay, you ready?
Go on.
Fuck this white pussy.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
French Montana, huh?
I'm going to guess you're outside of London then when that happened, yeah?
Not even.
What?
Isn't that a weird thing to say?
She didn't say wide, no. She wasn't like really happy at the width.
This had her. Imagine
she,
this
she might
time.
Have said it. Fuck this wide pussy. Just say it. You could have missed. You say she whispered it. Did she whisper it in your ear?
White. It could have been. Is she right? She could have said wide.
Did I say white or white?
White. Fuck this word, pussy.
Fuck this wide. Did she drag the eye?
What have we made us sound? American. That's just from Louisiana. Fuck I this do white. Declare. Fuck this wide pussy.
All right. So when she said that, and you presume that she said white.
Yeah.
What did you do? I'm done.
No, obviously I finished. But afterwards, I was outraged. Yeah. No, it just made me feel weird because it was like, oh, is that why?
Duh.
I couldn't imagine saying that to somebody. I couldn't maybe be like, take this black dick. I could never imagine saying that to somebody.
Billy might say, take this wide dick. Billy might say, oh, take the chode. Yeah. Take the chode.
Take this cocaine. Take this cocaine.
Would you like Coke Zero? Because this is full fat.
Fuck me. Oh, dear. Oh, yeah, that was weird. But yeah, there's plenty of like weird things just been blurred. I'm not a talker. I don't like saying stuff while I'm doing it. Can't we just?
I feel like a lot of people do try to overcompensate with chat, but I just am a fan of in real life. I'm a fan of a little bit of dirty talk. I don't mind it, man. I'm not fussy with it. But I'm not using medical words to describe it. I'm like, I want to put my penis inside your vagina. I can't wait to ejaculate. It's like that doesn't work. You have to,
I feel like as a nation, we're not that good at it. I don't think dirty talk sounds that good in our accent.
Really?
Which British accent has good sex talk? Or, well, shit it. Or would you like me to put, or me to put this inside your dubia? Or can I come on your tits, can I? Like, it doesn't sound sexy.
I think a nice West London accent.
Give us a fucking cock.
No, Marie, I'll give you one up your pussy there, love. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, hey, fucking hell, I'm coming.
Oh yeah, arch your back for me.
Arch it back.
That's how I like it.
Dip it low.
Maybe like, I don't know, maybe like sort of like Manchester-y sounds quite nice.
Manchester's nice, yeah. A Lancashire accent.
Oh yeah.
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 There you go.
Do you fancy me?
No. You're going Bolton. Bolton, hey.
Hey, he's only gone and come so quickly. You know? He's shagging the foxy bingo.
There
foxy.
You go. That's it at the end.
No, I'm done. By the way, why is everybody else's twang, dialect, accent, whatever you want to call it, why is it so funny to us if you're from London?
Just different, innit?
Like, I'm saying, I know you have listeners like all up and down the UK and around the world, but I don't mean to do this. I know it's not very nice. Just know that if you live outside the M25, right, we, as Londoners, we think your accent's fucking hilarious and we don't take anything you say seriously. Like, hilarious to me. Any accent.
It's just difference, bruv, isn't it? It's just different. And I think if it's a little bit far away, you find it funny. If it's really far away, it's sexy.
So who's
it's
like, who's got the worst one?
In the UK.
Don't say Birmingham.
In the UK.
Birmingham's too obvious.
No, Birmingham accent isn't that bad. Because people get Birmingham and Wolverhampton. It's Wolverhampton's the hard. Wolverhampton's where they turn words that are one syllable into two syllables, like Roward. Roward is
that,
a thing.
Is that road? I'm trying to say road.
Roward, yeah.
That's the kind of thing that even if you were, you know, like a nuclear physicist from Wolverhampton, well, you turn aside if
people aren't taking you seriously.
If the neutron gets separated from the you're like,
I've managed
up.
To disprove E equals MC squared. Nah, bruv, you said square, didn't it? Yeah, so sure, whatever, yeah, cool.
Although I people say Scousers not very attractive. I really like a Scouse accent.
Again,
was once in Lime Street Station, really hungover.
Yeah.
And just before I was getting on a train, I was getting a Burger King. I stood behind this girl who said one of the most beautiful sentences I've ever heard. It was like poetry. It's like honey being poured into my lobes. It was lovely. Over my lobes, can't go in your lobe. She said, she got to the front of the queue, she went, I'll have a chicken royale with cheese, please. I just thought,
that got you hard.
Let's get married.
That got you hard.
Let's get married.
You were regretting wearing jeans that day.
I popped a semi in the Burger King queue. Wow. I'll have a chicken royale with cheese, please. Oh, gorgeous. I like that. I like it.
You can enjoy yourself, bro.
I feel like that's the kind of, I feel like they're made of harder stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like
they've got the widest pussies out there.
They
got the widest pussies out there.
Fuck this white pussy, Jeff. Are you saying white or wide?
I said white. Okay, right, I'm still not sure. Can you say it one more time?
No, they're fuck this white pussy.
You're like, I don't know whether to be really turned on right now or not.
Wait, if you're saying wide, fine. But if you're saying white, I'm leaving.
No, Dev, I'm saying white, not white. Keep going all that long. Oh man. So yeah, oh, road trips, by the way, Dev. When you're road tripping, do you ever drive when you're road tripping?
Yeah, we came,
that was clean, innit? That was so clean, innit?
So road trips, go on,
I'm saying. Yeah, man. I mean, we've spoken about a pussy quite a lot over the last few episodes. But yeah, no, when you're road tripping though, what is your plan of attack though? I'm just curious, like, because I think we've done a bit of driving around, innit?
Yeah. Obviously, I like driving. Mm-hmm. I'm a terrible passenger seat driver.
Why is that?
I think whether I say it out loud or it's just in my head, I reckon like 2/3 of drivers, like if they had to do their test again, probably wouldn't pass.
Yep.
Or if you had like a camera in your car for a week and people saw how you drive, they'd be like, nah, give it a lesson back.
Yep.
You need to learn all over again.
Yep.
And sometimes it's not even just whoever might be driving I don't trust, it's other people.
Yep.
And I just like to know that, well, I think my reaction times are pretty good. Mm. I don't get distracted when I'm driving. I don't have my phone near me or anything like that. Just put on some tunes, put on a podcast and I'm good. I like a bit of conversation in the car. I don't like anybody to be sleeping. That really fucks me off. Like I've been known to, if people sleep in my car when we're on a road trip, I'll put the windows down. I get a little blast of country air in your face.
Yeah.
If I'm awake, you're awake.
Okay.
If you're sleeping, I'm gonna sleep and fucking kill all of us. Yeah, I'm quite particular when I go on my road trips. I like to know exactly what I'm listening to. If you're in the passenger seat, you're also gonna be in charge of snacks. So
yeah, what are we doing snacks wise?
You might have to unwrap a Werther's original and put it in my mouth. You might have to do that as a passenger seat driver.
I'm not putting the whole, I'm unwrapping
then
it and
sit in the back.
I'm
mate.
Holding the bit of the wrapper.
Then sit in the back.
Why do I have to feed you? You're driving. You're not suddenly like the Emperor of Rome.
What, you would rather that I potentially swerve on the M1 and nearly kill us all than you just maybe get a bit of my saliva on your finger?
I don't know if I will.
Whoa.
Priorities. You're not going to suck the Werther's original off my finger
How
then.
How am I going to get it out?
It's not even
hand.
A dusty sweet.
No, look. Okay. And this is going to be more beneficial for the people watching the video than people who are just listening. Okay.
Yeah.
If I was going to eat a Werther's original out of your hand, okay, yeah. I wouldn't do it like this. Did it? Because there's a chance that there's something that I might miss. Okay. Yeah. This is how I've got.
Oh my God. Dev is, he's just, by the way, the first motion, if you're listening, he's just normally eating, miming.
This is how I've got to eat a Werther's original out of your hand, bro. Like this. Ready?
Nah.
That's how I've got to do it. I've got to do a little to allow for
to
case.
Suck the sweet out
well,
of my
what
hand.
What if there's that moment when you release the Werther's original and I try and get it in my mouth and I haven't kind of.
No, see, what I'm doing is I'm palming the Werther's original if I have to do this to you, yeah. And I'm just saying, open your mouth. And then if you're looking at the video as well, the podcast, I've got like my hand in a slapping motion. I'm just going to go.
You're going to slap it into my
slap
mouth.
Slap it into your
That's
mouth.
That's worse.
Nah, I'm doing it.
That's way worse. What if I choke? What if I choke? And then
you've got
I
like 30 seconds to pull over. You're not going to die in that time. But like, if you're choking, pull over to the hard shoulder, right. And then we'll address it. Are you saying you're that bad at driving that you can't take your hand off the gear stick for a while to just accept a sweet being dropped into your hand? It's not illegal, bro.
It says a lot about where we're at. You know that wouldn't be okay as well. Yeah. I don't know why. Okay, right. If we were in a restaurant together and we've both ordered separate things,
yeah,
you've gone for like lamb shank. Maybe it's Veganuary. I've gone for one of the vegan options.
Quite
realistic with tofu.
Yeah.
And I take a few bites and I'm like, this is amazing. Marcus, taste this. I can't offer you some of my food on my fork whilst doing the, let me hold a hand cradle underneath the fork in case some of it falls off.
And what would you then if you then brought the fork to me and then you saw me go, lick the fork. Oh, that's really good. And gave it back to you. How would that feel?
It should be fine, right? It should be totally fine, but we're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, actually, it reminds me of a dining experience that we did recently, How to Kill an Hour. I went to Dons Le Noir, which basically means in the dark, pretty much in France. It's a restaurant that's in Farringdon. I asked you about that. I don't like stuff like this. So it's a restaurant that's in Farringdon, London. It's a great way to kill time. You basically go into a dimly lit room and you can have a cocktail. And then you get led to the end of a corridor and you meet your waiter or waitress there. They then guide you into a pitch black room where you then dine on three courses or two courses or whatever you want to choose of meals in absolute pitch
darkness. I hate the sound of that.
Now, the person I was with, big shout out to Reese, who came along with me. we got greeted by our waitress, and I remembered her from last time. And I said, oh, nice to meet you again. And as we went into the darkness, you feel like you personally slow down a bit and they speed up because they're comfortable with being in the dark. He went, fucking hell, you must have had your carrots. And she went, no, I've been blind for the whole of my life. And he was like, oh, okay, sorry. I was like, yeah, Reese, as I was saying to you before we came in and you weren't listening, all of the waiters and waitresses here are either really visually impaired or blind, which is amazing because you enter their world straight away. And I felt like I felt like she was going too fast, but I was slowing down because she was like guiding us in. All this time I'm saying to Reese still, yeah, so as I was saying, Reese, everybody that works here is like visually impaired. He's like, yeah, cool. But it's crazy. It's mad dark in here. I don't know how you're even getting us to our table. I'm like, Reese, listen to me, bro. He's like, they're putting this with it. So he finally gets
trying to explain the concept that you know, even if the lights were on, yeah, she would have been able to see.
She would have
been able
to see. He's like, oh, right. But yeah, then you sit down, they guide you to your table. You have to pour your own drinks if you have a bottle of wine or water.
Pour my own drink? Bullshit. Hexate all my life.
But I will say that the presentation of the meals,
down in front of you wouldn't even know the difference.
Big load of mush. No, we'll put a video up on our Facebook group, which is, you can join that. And you can actually see that they actually present the food really nicely. If there's a fire emergency.
What's the point?
Bruv, they can't just slap dash mashed potato and friggin' beef on your plate.
What difference does it make if you're not gonna see it? They've done all that effort to make it look nice.
I get what you're saying, but if there's a fire alarm and it goes off and then you see like just a plate full of just mess.
No, it doesn't have to be, you know, fucking cow pat in the middle of your plate, but what's the point of like making it look all fancy? You're not gonna see it, you're just gonna eat it straight away anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. But although, presentation was good.
I did like there was an element of trying to work out what you've had.
Yeah.
To eat, but I liked that.
Have That's you done cool. that before?
So no,
done,
no, okay. no, I've heard about yeah, the so experience.
Afterwards, after you eat, you kind of guess what you're having. Like, oh, I think it was this, is that. They take you up to another room and you get to see the menu of food that you've eaten. Just for my vegans and vegetarians and pescatarians, there are options for each of you before you go in.
Yeah, they don't like, you don't go, I'm a vegan, and you go, ha ha, well, you had pork. You had some rare steak.
You had a rare steak. What was crawling along your plate was, you get to find out what you had. I think it was just a really, really nice dining experience. And I liked it because it was nice because I got to think about the flavors. And I didn't realize how much I didn't know about food because there was a lot of guessing. Like, to be fair, to Reese's credit, he was really good at guessing the menu. He guessed 65 to 70% of the things right. I did not know. I thought something was chicken when it wasn't. I could tell the difference between a red meat and a white meat, but I couldn't tell the difference between certain vegetables and meat. And I wasn't the only person doing it. And also, it's like a sociable experience. You've got couples to your left and to your right and people around you. So you get friendly and you get to meet people. And I started two little games. One game was guessing what the people sitting next to you look like. So this whole conversation that you have with people trying to guess what they look like, they're so funny. They were like trying to describe us without saying color, but I was like, you think we're black? And they were like, yep, we definitely think you were, see? It was like, it's kind of like, was he black? I was like, yeah, cool, man. It's cool. Like, you know,
weird for some people that word black is like saying pussy for me.
Yeah. They said that. And also I started this other game. I was like, Reese, fuck it, no one can see, so everyone's gonna join in. Happy birthday to you.
Just 30 times in the evening to start singing happy birthday. That'd be a really interesting way to date somebody, I think.
That's something that came up. Why do you think that's interesting?
Well, because what I liked about you saying that you wasn't able to guess what you were eating, you thought chicken was chicken when it wasn't, is all you've done is remove the visual part of how you normally do something. Or let me reword that. All you've done is change one thing about how you normally experience something. So in the case of eating, all you've done is made it so you can't see what you're eating. It's changed it completely.
Yep.
So maybe that's where a lot of us are going wrong, is we're basing our connections with people off of visuals. I know we're visual people. Mm-hmm. You see somebody, you think, oh, they're attractive. They start talking and you're like, oh, you're a fucking idiot. We can't go out. But up till that point, it's almost like you've convinced yourself, oh, this person's perfect because they look so nice.
Exactly.
Whereas maybe the way that we need to be doing it now, or at least some of us, is basing your connections off of, oh, what do you start talking about? Like, I would happily say, like, do, if it was speed dating and it's completely pitch black.
Fucking hell, that'd be dangerous. They have to have conveyor belt seats because you're having people walking around in the dark. Fuck.
Completely that, and you're going off of, you know, do I like this person's voice? Do I like what they're talking about? Do I get a vibe off of them? It's not based off of what they look like. You know, I've heard that they do a dating thing. I don't know if it's that you see people or not, but I know that you're required to work out for a few hours in a t-shirt, take the t-shirt off, put it in a Ziploc bag, bring that with you to this dating thing, and then you decide if you want to date or who you want to go out on a date with or chat to based off of the smell of the bag.
If there's no panties in there, I'm not interested. You got to put some nice, put some nice panties in there, bruv.
Musty panties.
Yeah, you got to Ziploc them to keep the moisture in, or we got to go all the way crispy.
But have you never, you must have caught someone's natural musk before.
Yeah, man.
Like say, you know, like I've had girlfriends before where like first thing in the morning, just before they jump in the shower.
Yeah, that's their flavour.
Get a little musk and
just,
I'm like.
Do you know, like just, I think it's just from behind the ear, around the neck area. That's it? Where you get that flavour.
I'm getting it from the source, mate. Straight armpit.
Your nose is in the armpit.
Well, just near it. You just get that little, it's like something very primal about that. Yeah,
pheromones, bro. Yeah.
So like, based off of that, that's also something I would be into. But I also feel like you'd have to smell a lot of nasty, you'd have to get to smell a lot of nasty Butters PE kits before you got to one that you really liked.
I think this exists in Asia. We've got to send you. I mean, to be fair, are you still
here.
Single, Dev? Can we find some things to send you to
hell
try
yeah.
out? We need to find, February's around the corner. We could have the month for dating.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had people in here like judging people's Tinder profiles. We've had a freaking Rate My Dick here recently. So why not? We'll try and find some dating
stuff.
Yeah,
that girl thought Billy's dick was amazing. Yeah.
You know, he loves us bringing that up as well.
It would be funny if it actually was my dick.
Wouldn't it be funny if it actually was his dick?
Imagine we were just joking around.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if Billy was in porn recently as well?
Many vids.
BillyWilly.com. But,
hello, little Willy.
Yeah, man. All right. We'll look for a few things like that and send you on a few bits and bobs like that, man. Right. Let's quickly.
You're going to make me look really fucking desperate.
No, because you're doing it. You're doing
for
it for
research.
Us.
Yeah, for research. Perfect.
Right. What's up, Bill?
The guys of research.
Just going back to that, I did interview some geezer. He rated my Tinder profile at the time.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I was just going back to that point. He goes, oh, you can't talk about their ass. He's like, oh, you gave this girl. He said, oh, you got big ass. You got to cut that out. I was like, what?
You told a girl you got a big ass.
Like a nice ass, like peachy.
Innit? What? No, wait. Wait a second. So hang on. You matched with somebody on Tinder.
Yeah.
Your opening gambit was you have a peachy ass.
No. This was like after a few conversations. That wasn't straight. That wouldn't be my straight opener.
Had you seen her bottom in real life yet?
No.
Yeah, I feel like even as somebody who's not an expert on dating at all, I probably could have told you don't mention the ass in the.
You can do that few conversations.
I mean, you can do. It's not gonna go well though, is it?
It went really well.
Oh, you're a creep.
It's just his big energy. Right.
Yeah. I suppose when you have a massive chode like Billy, I suppose you can get away with. You can get away with stuff like that, but like you know, for mere mortals like me and Marcus.
Well, I have noticed that some girls they like tippy toe to make it look bigger.
Oh, to make the bum look bigger.
Yeah, but
I feel like the tippy toes is like the girls' equivalent of when guys fold their arms to make their biceps look bigger. You know, it's all about little tricks of the trade, man.
I didn't know that trick.
That and sitting on a sink, apparently. Apparently what? Sitting on a sink makes your bum look really big.
Never seen that.
Little bathroom selfie with like sat on a sink.
Yep. I've seen that, yeah.
You see? Now I mentioned it. Yeah, little tricks of the trade, man. You gotta try and work with what you got.
Oh, Valentine's is going to be great with you too. I love it. Get you out there. Right. So, quick bits of tech in the world, Dev. Disney Plus is coming a week early, March the 24th. Have you heard about Disney Plus?
Nah. Sort of.
Streaming service. All the Marvel films are going to be there.
So, it's going to be Disney's entire back catalogue. From black and white Mickey Mouse to I'm trying to think of other stuff. That's So Raven.
All that stuff. I don't know how far they're going to go with black and white stuff, but you're going to have Disney catalogue, as they deem fit, and all of the new Avengers films, all the Marvel, because remember, Disney own Marvel, they own Fox as well, right? So yeah, it's going to be, what was it, Bill? You said it was wasn't too much for a year, was it? Was it £6 a month?
£5.99
a month. That's undercutting good. Netflix. If you've got or a 4K Netflix, or £60 a year.
And I suppose it's only a matter of time before they start doing like TV programs and stuff.
Yeah, well, they've already got the, what's the Star Wars one called? I'm a Mandalorian. Mandalorian, which is you know, the Baby Yoda gif that's going around the internet. It's come from that. That's doing really well out there. They're saying that has probably been one of the biggest selling points. So they're out there making their original content. They've got a massive backlog and they're redoing all of their famous Disney films as live films. So that's coming out. I just thought I'd make you aware of that. There's a theme park that is coming to the world. Maybe when we send you over to Asia for some dating as well, we can show you about it, Dev. But yeah, you might be into this as a gamer, bruv.
Hey.
This is from the actual Super Nintendo theme park. Life-size living video game advert, bro. Universal Studios in Japan. Do you want to actually watch the video, bro?
Wait, what is this they're doing at Super Nintendo World?
So they're going to be a Super Nintendo World on a website that launched alongside a video. They've not shown us any rides yet, but there's going to be a real-life Mario Kart experience, apparently.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Travel the park on Yoshi's back. There's a power-up band.
I have to say, I've been to Tokyo a couple of times.
Yeah.
They're going to do this so well.
Yes.
If this was anywhere else, like if this was like Woking or something like that, I'd be worried.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're doing Super Nintendo World in Japan, I'm very excited.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
I just thought I'd let you know. As we find out more, we will let you know, but it's going to be at Universal Studios Japan and it's going to be a big one, man.
That's right.
What would you like to see there?
Let me see. What about like a Street Fighter cage where you just get to like kick the shit out of somebody?
Oh yeah.
Just dress up like Ryu. Just like have an actual fight, but just like whilst you're dressed up as Ryu.
You'd make a sick Ryu, by the way.
Akuma. what else would I want to see? Other like good Super Nintendo games. What about like a Double Dragon stage?
Oi, that's again, old school.
Just really
classic.
Get to like do side scrolly again. You just get to like beat the shit out of people like with whips and chains and stuff.
Basically Jeff just wants to beat the shit out of people.
Bumper cars with
Mario Kart.
I don't know how they would make it so that if you were driving a bumper car, you could throw a red shell at somebody.
I want to throw a red shell at somebody so bad. I'd love to do that.
Well, you could kind of pretend like if you just went to a regular theme park now and just like threw banana skins on the floor and stuff, you could sort of pretend like you were doing Mario Kart. What about like the like big flagship Super Nintendo games? What about maybe like a Pokemon park?
Metroid Prime would be good.
But if you could just like try on the Metroid Prime suit or something.
Yeah, I'll be all over it. I'll be all over it, man. I don't know. I just want to see loads of stuff, man. I love loads of Nintendo. I'd love a Duck Hunt, a real life Duck Hunt. That's classic.
It's basically just shooting.
Yeah, man. Well, says you, it's like, I want to go in there and beat up everyone. As soon as I say that, you're like, that's disgusting. It's just shooting, man.
You walk out to people in the park. Oh, are you okay?
No, Dev, that's the security guard. Shrimps and you can. So that's happening. Also, a couple of stories before we get out of here. Organic robots are a thing, Dev.
Organic
robots. Be warned, if these robots come to pass, the apocalypse may be nigh, bro. There's a real group of researchers that have created living machines by assembling cells from African clawed frogs, Africa for the win, into tiny robots that move around on their own steam. So they've made robots that technically have two stumpy legs that propel it along on its chest, a hole in the middle that they turn into a pouch that can shimmy around with miniature payloads.
Let's hurry this up. Good.
These are entirely new life forms.
You know, I used to be terrified of, you know, the Boston Dynamics videos when they post like some... Now they got one that can run and you can kick it over and it can open doors and it can let its friend out and everything. I used to be scared of those and now I'm like, you know what? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Make it happen.
Let's speed this all up. Let's make it so that we got Skynet next week. That's what I want.
You know, for you, is it the feeling like when you've got to have a plaster pulled off? You just want it off quickly. Is that what it is? You don't want to have them peeling it off slowly.
You know, when you say organic robots and stuff, and this is what I picture. I want it in my lifetime, be it so that I can cut myself in half, get some robot legs. That's what I want. I want, by the time that I am an old man, I basically want to exist like Krang in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I want to be just like a face and a brain that a robot carries me around in.
That a big security guard basically carries you around in. And that's you say, right, I'm about to eject from the pod. As soon as I eject this from this pod in the middle of the body, tell everyone they need to fucking go home. That's what you're going to do.
Straight up, I want to live in a server yeah. or be 90% machine by the time that I'm older. I'm like, let's hurry it up.
It's getting closer, bro. It's
my bones are starting to ache already. I feel like I'm getting like early arthritis in my little fingers. I'm like, yeah, good.
Let's. I really want to know what you've been doing to get your little finger arthritis.
You know what? It's not. It's even just rubbing my hands together too rigorously. Okay. Yeah.
I thought it was just having a stiff cup of tea.
Nah, not even.
But yeah, man.
I was excited.
Bro, these are entirely new life forms. They've never existed on Earth, says Michael Levin, the director of Allen Discovery Center at Tufts University in Massachusetts. They're living programmable organisms. These things live. So how they do, I'm going to try and break
but
it down.
But if it's... That's like really blurring the lines, isn't it? Because if it's living, yep. breathing, is it still a robot?
Well, because they're programmed to do very simple tasks, and I think they're trying to avoid getting into conflict with people who are going to talk about animal rights.
Right,
okay. That's why they're using the word robot. But they're very simple. At the moment, you've got these little things that can move, and when they run out of energy, they just disintegrate, basically. They fall apart when they run out of energy. Yeah, so they're gone. So they're not sure about the applications, but at the moment they have these little things that can move things around. But in the future, you know, they're thinking of using algorithms, you know, to help with diseases, to help clean water. You know, for example, imagine you could just pour a load of little organisms in that collect up dirt out of water, oil and all the stuff that goes into fatbergs that are clogging up all of London sewers, and then they just take them to an area and then die. That's the kind of
thing. It's very exciting. Again, though, can we hurry it up? Because I'd like to see that within my lifetime, to be able to go... You can drink as much as you want, smoke as much as you want, do whatever you want. We're just going to stick a load of these nanobots in your body. They're going to clean everything up and you're going to have the like lungs and liver of a six-year-old. Like you'll be fine. Do you want a six-year-old liver?
You're like, thanks, Doc. And then you're like lighting up a massive spliff. A big salami zoot in front of the doctor.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to show Dev a picture of it. We're going to put this on a video on our social media. We'll put this in the Facebook group, How to Kill an Hour. Can you describe what this looks like to the podcast listeners?
Like a cloud with nubs. That's what it looks like to me.
It looks kind of like a cloud that's a tooth shape.
Yeah, it does a little bit. So what, that walks around?
Yeah, man. Walks around.
It's how big is that we're looking at to scale?
Oh, geez. It's a few cells.
Is it like... Oh, it's just a few cells. Okay, from that picture, it looked like it was like the size of an armchair.
Oh, no, not at all. We're talking really tiny.
In fact,
it
looks like if you could sit on top of that and if it like moved along at the same time as well, that'd be really good.
That could exist in the future. It looks like they're creating a Kirby.
Yeah.
A real life Kirby. Yeah.
It's come full circle. They'll have one of those at Super Nintendo World.
Yeah, oh, that'd be good.
They'll have an automatronic Kirby.
I'd be all over that. Right, we'll end on a dirty one before we play that tune that we said we weren't going to forget at the end. This is something that I'm going to show to you, Dev. I'm going to show you the picture, and I'm going to... This is a camera that Billy would probably benefit from.
Is that real?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that picture, that image that we're looking at, is that... Okay.
The skin tones aren't right, are they?
Right, so the title of the article is, this GoPro for your dick is... ridiculous.
They're missing out on a trick there. They should have said, this GoPro is ridiculous.
You can now buy a GoPro for your cock.
Yep.
A cock ring with a camera on it for $160.
Yep.
First off, if you're packing well enough that you could hold... Oh, it's actually very ingenious, isn't it? Is that rubber that they've done around
there? Yeah, it's a cock cam. It's like a cock ring with a camera at the top.
If you were... I got lots of questions. First off, if you're packing well enough that you can wear one of those comfortably and it's not going to get in the way, well done. Mm-hmm. Well done, you. Secondly, though, I wouldn't know. I don't think I know anybody who'd want to use it or watch the footage back of all the angles you could get. Even POV stuff makes me feel a bit uncomfortable at times. But why are you looking weird? Are you really into POV stuff?
No, I'm thinking I wouldn't. I'd be interested to see what my own action looks like, you know, my hostage.
I'm
curious. I'm not like, I wouldn't be like, I'm just curious to see, you know. And also thinking, looking at this cock ring, because it's a cock ring and there's nothing holding it up, it could slip around and fall to the bottom and you just see an asshole bouncing towards the camera like.
They do this angle sometimes in a lot of amateur porn.
What angle is this?
Usually, say like if it's doggy style, the camera's on the floor looking up.
Yeah.
That's not a good angle.
What's a good angle then?
From the top, looking down. Like I've looked up with somebody before who had mirrors on the ceiling.
Mm.
And I look up, that's a good angle. Like from the top down. Okay, cool. Everyone looks good. But I feel like the cock ring angles are going to be a little bit like, you know, when you get underlit, you know, like you're about to tell a scary story or something. That's what I think the...
An underlit pum-pum.
It's got... Can we read the reviews, though? It's got two reviews already. The cuck cam.
I need to find out the website. I think that's...
Scroll up a sec. There.
I can't... Oh, I don't know how to click into it. Yeah, it's an image, a screenshot.
Okay, got you.
Oh, I can try and have a look, but boy, I don't know.
Scroll up. I saw one bit that had underlined, can easily be hacked. Go down. It's like a detail that they just leave out of the thing. This isn't the first time companies have thought putting cameras on people's junk is a smart idea. The Svacom Slim Eye, a dildo with a camera on it, even worse, could easily be hacked to expose sensitive data, but the CockCam website promises its app and device are secure.
All right, Dev, I'm on the Cock camera.
All right,
here are the reviews.
Let's read one, but yeah, go Lab Bible. So let's see what Lab Bible said about it. It's very small and lightweight, isn't it? Ooh, small, very lightweight.
I don't see a review type thing.
Films in 720. What? Ooh. Not even 4K.
Yeah, 90 minutes. So that's for most men.
90-minute battery life.
Fuck you, all right, mate. All right.
90 minutes.
takes Billy that long just to get enough blood in his wood. yeah, I don't think we're going to get any real reviews off this today, man.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's the. Yeah, I think we just got articles.
Do you know what I feel like? It's the kind of thing either, you know, like people who have been together for like. Usually couples are in their mid to late 20s and they've been together for like 12 years or something really depressing like that. You're like, oh my God, that's so lame. But they're the type of people who would buy something like this because their sex life is so dry. If you're like 28, and you've been with somebody for like 12 years, your sex is so
dead,
dry,
so
and
dead,
boring that you probably do need something like this to spice things up a little bit. Yeah, I just think it's like one of those things where it'll be like a sort of cool novelty gift. You probably use it once or twice, and then it would just stay in your like.
Put it on eBay. It's hardly used
or something like that. Yeah, like an actual cock ring. I reckon this will get used as much as an actual cock ring. Couple of times to see what it's like and then stay in a drawer forever.
100%. 100%. Right. I think that's it for today's episode. We were going to talk about a Spotify pet playlist, but I don't think we've really got time for that. We might have to save that till next week. Pet playlist for your Spotify. But yeah, Dev, if you can let everyone know where they can find you online, we'll end the show on the nice silly song that will get you through your blue Monday or your blue week.
My Instagram is just Dev. Just DEV, type that into Instagram and you'll be able to find me. I'm also bringing out my podcast I've done. It's a bit of a collaboration with Age UK where I talk to people, some older people. It's quite moving, quite beautiful conversations that I have with them. And it's called Old Enough to Know Better. So when is this coming out?
It's coming out this Thursday.
It's coming out this Thursday. All right. Probably won't be out by this week. Okay, it'll either be out this week or next week. Nice. It's called Old Enough to Know Better. Search that on all the places where you get podcasts and you'll be able to hear it. And
how many episodes have you got in that
something
season?
I'm really, really proud of. Seven.
Nice.
Seven episodes.
Send me over one to have a listen to before it's out. It'd be good to have a listen before the show's out.
Yeah. It's something I'm really, really proud of, really, really happy with. And I can't wait for everyone to hear it.
Oh, nice one. All right. Cool. Right. How to Kill an Hour on all social medias here. I'm Marcus Bronzy, MarcusBronzy on all social medias too. What is it, that button I'm going to press, Bill? That one for this song.
Oh, I can't wait.
Dark blue.
All right, that one there. All right, cool. Anyway, we're out of here. But in the meantime, this should pick up your week a little bit. It's a song that kind of gets inside my feelings.
Talking about the booty on your body. I'm talking about the body that you got with the booty. I'm talking about the booty on your body with your body got a booty. A booty on your body, now your body got a booty. And don't forget, baby girl, your body also got some nice booby. A booby on your body, two booby on your body. A booty on your body, then a booby's up top. A booby on your body, there's a booty on your body. Your body got a booty. booty and a booby, two boobies. I'm talking about booby body, booby body, booby booty. I'm talking booby body, booby booty, booty body. I'm talking bobby booty, booty, baba booba, bada booba. I'm talking baba tuba, tapa tuba, baba booby. A raka taka ta, taka taka ta ta. A took a tone, baba papa papa papa. A chaka chaka con, shaka con.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.